My wife and I were really enjoying the worship and also the choir.
我的太太跟我非常的赞赏你们的这个崇拜和你们的诗歌。
Sometimes we listen to Chinese worship music. We don't understand what it is, but we just love it.
很多的时候我们听这个中文的歌曲，我们不知道它的内容是什么，但是我们非常的喜爱。
So I believe that persecution is actually going to, there's going to be persecution in this country.
我们相信这个国家将会有逼迫。
I think faithful followers of Jesus will be thought of a people as a people of hate.
我们相信那些忠心跟随耶稣基督的人会被认为是这些仇恨者。
And this will lead to social pressure and also financial pressure.
这会带给我们一些社会的压力以及一些经济上的压力。
And it is more difficult to resist this kind of pressure than many people think.
但是对于我们来说，去抵挡这样的一些这个逼迫，要比我们想象的更艰难。
This is why when Jesus talks about persecution, he also gives warnings.
这是为什么当耶稣讲到逼迫的时候，常常会警告我们。
So I want to talk about the most important step that we can take to prepare ourselves to stand in difficult times.
所以现在呢，我来跟大家分享一下，当我们在这些面对艰难、勇敢站立的时候呢，我们怎么样进行准备
？As I look back at my time in prison, I think this is what best prepared me for what I would face.
当我回头看我那些在监狱里的经历的时候，是让我能够今天跟你们分享这样的内容。
And I believe it will do the same for you.
我相信这一切会在你们身上也在发生。
And this is very simply the pursuit of God's heart.
这个是当我们去追求上帝的心意的时候会发生的一些
building intimacy with him.
当我们开始跟他建立亲密关系的时候
In 2007, I prayed a prayer that changed my life.
在2007年我进行了一个祷告改变了我的生活
I call it the wave starter prayer.
我管它叫是一个整个的这些潮水整个的方向的改变的一个祷告
I prayed, Father God, draw me so close to your heart.
我说天父上帝啊把我带到你的心意更近的地方
That you'll be able to trust me with the authority to start waves
这样的话你可以信任我 为你开始做大事情
So Noreen and I were working in Turkey It's the largest unevangelized country in the world
我太太跟我在这个土耳其在最大的这样一个穆斯林国家来做事工
So I'm saying, God, I want to start waves of your kingdom in this land.
我是说神啊，我想愿意在这样一个土地上为你的国度做大事。
So give me more power, give me spiritual authority so I can do this.
给我更多的能力，给我灵里面的这些力量来做这些事情。
But I was praying better than I knew because God put this prayer in my mouth.
但是是上帝把这样的祷告放在我的嘴里当中我祷告的比我知道的更好
And he focused me on the first part of the prayer
然后呢他开始让我专注在第一部分祷告的第一部分内容
Father God draw me so close to your heart
上帝啊父神让我离你的心意更近
I want power and he's saying okay but focus on my heart
我说我需要能力但是上帝说把你的专注力放在我的心意上面
And so we began a pursuit of God's heart
所以我们开始追求明白神的心意。
We started to pursue intimacy, to go after God's presence.
所以我们要去追求上帝的同在，我们与上帝这样也建立亲密关系。
Now, when we talk about loving God, it's often very abstract.
当我们讲到爱上帝的时候，经常会非常的抽象。
But I started to do it in a very practical way. Here's how I did it.
但是呢，我开始一个非常非常实用的方法。
I said, God, I don't love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength.
上帝说我跟上帝说上帝啊我并不是用全心全意的来爱你
But I want to
但是我期望这样
I want more of you
我期望更多的得到你
And the psalmist says As the deer pants for streams of water So my soul pants for you
就像诗篇上说的如同鹿渴慕溪水我的心也切慕追求你
But I don't
但是我不是这样
I don't long for you in this way
我并不像这样来渴慕你
But I want to
但是我希望这样
Make me thirsty for you
让我渴望你自己
Make me hungry for you
让我去感到饥渴
And as we asked for this again and again We became hungry for God
当我们不断这样祷告的时候我心里产生出饥渴的心
We started to long for his presence
我们开始盼望他的同在
And this pursuit of God began to change us
这样我们追求上帝的时候开始改变我们自己。
It's actually the pursuit that shapes us.
这些对上帝追求去重新塑造了我自己。
And what it did is it positioned us to receive assignments from God.
他把我们放在一个位置，可以从神那边领受他的工作。
The closer I walk with him, the more he can trust me with assignments.
我离上帝的越关系越近的话，他可以越多的信任我来做他的工作。
And this includes the assignment to go to prison.
这包括他把我派到监狱里面去。
So I'm going to suggest all of you pray the wave starter prayer.
我希望你们所有人为这个事情祷告，为神做大事。
I do not believe God put me into prison.
我不相信上帝自己把我放到监狱里面去。
I think that was a satanic attack.
我相信那是撒旦的攻击。
But I came to see my imprisonment as an assignment from God because I came to see how he was very much involved in it.
但是我相信我是被上帝派到监狱里面，因为在我的生命当中他实实在场。
And he was using it for his purposes.
他用那这个成就他的心意。
So I broke during my first year in prison.
在我监狱里面第一年的时候，我已经被击碎了。
I broke emotionally, physically, mentally.
我情绪上、心理上、这个理智上都被击垮了。
I also broke spiritually. I went into a crisis with God.
然后我的属灵上面也被击垮了，我跟上帝有一个非常危机的关系。
I almost did not make it through.
我甚至差一点没有这个活下来。
So my first year was breaking. My second year was also very, very difficult, but God began to rebuild my heart during that second year.
第一年我被击垮了，但是第二年也非常非常的艰难，但是上帝借着那过程来去重建我。
So when God allowed me to be thrown into prison, he knew that I was going to break.
当上帝允许我被扔到监狱里面的时候，他知道我会被击垮。
He knew that I would go right up to the point of failure.
他知道我会达到那样一点几乎被击败。
He knew how much I was going to struggle. He knew it was going to be really painful for me.
他知道我会多么的挣扎，会多么的痛苦。
But he did it anyway.
但是呢，他还是把我派进去了。
Why?
为什么？
Well, I think that he knew that he could trust me.
我相信他知道他可以信任我。
I did not think that I could be trusted with this assignment.
我不并认为自己可以承担这样的信任。
I often told God, people say you don't make mistakes, but this time you really did make a mistake.
我跟别人说上帝不会犯错，但是这次的话，上帝犯错误了。
I did not think that I could make it through.
我不相信我可以坚忍下来。
I was sure that I would fail.
我一定会失败的。
But I think that God knew that even at my lowest points, I would still turn my eyes toward him rather than turn away.
但是上帝知道当我在人生最低谷的时候，我依然会把我的眼睛转目注视他，而不是远离他。
And this is because of my pursuit of his heart over the years.
这是因为在过去那些年当中，我一直去追求上帝的心意。
So here's an important truth that I want to underline.
这边的话，我想给大家突出一个非常重要的真理。
Love fuels our endurance.
然后这个爱可以不断的激励我们的坚忍。
Love is what drives faithfulness.
然后我们的爱可以不断地驱动我们的忠诚。
Love is what makes us willing to undertake risk and go through hardship.
爱可以让我们去冒险，然后坚忍那些艰难。
So a lover is willing to endure many things for the beloved.
那个爱人的人愿意为他的所爱去经历很多的艰难。
That's what a lot of literature is about. That's what a lot of movies are about.
这是很多的这样一个文学跟电影所展现的。
Someone's in love and he does crazy things because of this.
一些在一个堕入爱河的人，他做一些非常疯狂的事情。
But we know it also directly those who are fathers and mothers because often parents are willing to sacrifice themselves for the children.
我们也透过做父母知道说这些父母愿意为他们的孩子做出很多的牺牲。
So, in my case, it was Noreen, my wife.
在这样对于我来说是我的太太 Noreen.
We were arrested together and held for 2 weeks.
我们一起被捕，而且被关了两个礼拜。
So she got a taste of what it's like to be locked up.
所以她也尝了一些被关押的滋味。
Then she was released, and after 2 weeks, and then I began my journey through the prison system.
两个礼拜之后他被放了，但是我开始了我在监狱里的旅程。
And Christian leaders we respect here in the United States said, Noreen, you need to come back.
我们在美国的许多的这些我们所尊敬的 领袖对我的太太说 Noreen 你要来回到美国来
I said Noreen let God take care of Andrew You need to take care of yourselves
他们说 Noreen 让上帝来去照顾安主你要把你自己照顾好回来
And this was actually wise advice
这当然是一个很智慧的忠告
There was risk for her to stay there We did not know what would happen
对他来讲我们不知道会发生什么会有很大的风险
They could put her back into jail
他们可能把她会关到监狱里面去
But she said No, I'm not leaving my husband
但是她说我不会离开我的丈夫的
And she said if God makes it very clear Then I'll go But it has to be like An angel appears to me and tell me That level of clarity
她说如果上帝让我非常的清楚我一定会回去但是一定要像一个天使直接向我讲话这样清晰我才会回去
And she did this becauseShe knew how difficult this was going to be for me, and she was the only person allowed to visit me.
她之所以这样做是她知道对我来说是多么艰难，她是唯一可以跟我在那边接触的人。
She knew how desperate I was.
她知道我是多么的挣扎。
And so she placed herself at personal risk.
所以她自己冒一个，甘愿自己冒一个风险。
Why did she do this? Because she loves me.
她爱我。
She put herself at personal risk because of her love for me.
因为她爱我，她自己情愿冒这样的风险。
So yes, a lover is willing to suffer for the one she loves.
所以那个爱人的人愿意为他的被爱去受苦。
Someone who's just an admirer may not be so willing.
很多你如果只是去崇敬他，不一定会冒这样的风险。
God has many admirers.
有很多崇敬上帝的人。
He even has many servants.
他有很多的仆人。
He does not have many lovers.
他并没有很多真正爱他的人。
So determine that you will be a lover of God.
决定你自己要成为爱神的人。
Decide that you will run after His heart.
立志你要去追寻他的心意。
And I want to give you some examples of how my love for God fueled.My faithfulness in prison.
我给你一些的这样的这个例子，是我对神的爱怎么样成为我在监狱里面的动力。
One day I was reading in Philippians. I was eventually allowed to have a Bible.
最终我可以有一本圣经。那天我正在读腓立比书。
And a verse drove into my heart.
然后有一个圣经经节跳到我眼前。
Paul said, "Everyone is looking out for their own interests, but not the interests of Jesus Christ."
保罗说，所有的人都为了自己的利益，没有人为基督的利益着想。
And I began to cry.
然后我开始哭泣。
Because I realized this verse was describing me.
我认为这样的一个经节实际上在描述我的境况。
I was focused on my interests.
我不断地关注我自己的利益。
So I was in prison for 2 years, but I did not know it would be 2 years.
我在监狱里待了2年，但那个时候我不知道要待2年。
The Turkish government said they were going to give me 3 life sentences.
这个土耳其政府说要判我三个终身监禁。
So my interest is to be back with my family.
但是我的利益是想回到家里面去。
Thinking I may never be with my children again, and this is what I really want, to be back with them.
我想回去跟我的太太孩子们在一起。
But what if the interests of Jesus are best served by my remaining in prison?
但是如果我这一生一直在监狱里面，我怎么样能够满足耶稣基督的利益和心意呢？
So this was a turning point for me.
所以在那一点上对我来说是个转折点。
And I began a daily fight.To get to the point where I could come to surrender.
然后每一天我都跟自己进行挣扎，我愿意在上帝面前降服。
I would get up in the morning and I have fear and I have dread, hopelessness, and I begin to fight.
然后我早晨起来的时候，我会非常的惧怕，然后我会非常的失望、绝望，我就开始这个征战。
And usually by the end of the day, I'm at the point where I say.Okay, I am willing to remain in prison if this is what serves your purposes.
到了一天结束的时候，我可能会达到一点说天父啊，如果我继续待在监狱里面能够服侍你的话，我愿意继续这样。
I cannot embrace prison.
我不愿意去拥抱监狱。
But I can embrace serving your purposes.
但是我愿意拥抱服侍你这样的一个目的。
And so if this is what you want, then give me the strength so I can be faithful because I cannot do it on my own.
如果这是你要我做的，给我这样的力量，因为我自己不能够完成。
And then I would feel some measure of peace, not as much as you would expect, but some peace.
但是呢，我会感觉到一点点的平安，不像你觉得那么大，但是一点点。
And then I wake up in the morning with the same dread and the same fear, and I have to start that battle over again.
然后第二天早晨，我感觉到这样的同样的这样的一个惧怕，同样的绝望，我又开始这样的征战。
Why did I do this?
为什么我做这一切？
Why am I fighting to get to the point where I say your interests are more important than mine?
我为什么在那边不断的征战，说你的利益是我的利益？
I'm willing to sacrifice myself to serve your interests.
我愿意来牺牲我自己来去服侍你自己。
It's because I love him.
因为我爱他。
This is what drove the surrender.
这个是让我不断地愿意在他面前去降服。
Another example is for many months I had a very difficult time worshiping God.
然后另外一个例子是我有很多的几个月很难去敬拜上帝。
When I was first moved into a high security prison, very crowded cell, I knew that In my heart, I knew that I needed to sing Great is Thy Faithfulness.
当我被转到一个监狱里头有很多很多的人，然后他的监视程度也很高的时候，我知道说我的心要在那边去经历上帝的恩典。
I knew that I should, I wanted to, and I tried to.
我知道我这样，我也想这样，我也试着尝试这样。
But I couldn't get the words out of my mouth.
但是呢，我没有办法把我没有办法讲出话来。
Because I would choke up and start sobbing.
当我开始讲话的时候，我就开始非常的痛苦和哭泣。
And this is because my heart was very wounded toward God.
因为我的心向着上帝是一颗受伤的心。
I felt abandoned by him.
我觉得我被上帝抛弃了。
Now he didn't objectively abandon me, but that is very much how I felt.
他并没有实际上真的把我抛弃了，但这是我的感受。
I was struggling with doubt. I was questioning God's character.
那时候我挣扎跟我自己的怀疑，我也怀疑上帝的属性。
So I'm trying to sing Great is Your Faithfulness, but my heart is so wounded toward Him that I just start crying because I'm not seeing His faithfulness.
我想上帝歌唱是说你的信实伟大，但是我的心开始哭泣，我没有办法感觉到上帝的伟大。
But then in my second year, Noreen told me, Andrew, you have to recover this part of your life. I had been a worship leader for years.
当进入到第二年的时候，我的太太罗恩说：“你要从这样的一个光景当中恢复过来，因为我是很多年的一个崇拜的领袖。”
And so I made a decision. I am going to worship, and every night I would set aside half an hour to an hour and just worship.
所以我决定说我要向上帝来敬拜上帝。所以每天晚上呢，我用半个小时到一个小时的时间专门来敬拜上帝。
I would sing.
然后我就向耶稣基督歌唱。
I often didn't feel like doing this.
我非常的很多次感到说我不想做这些事情。
But I determined I will do this.
但我决定我要做这些事情。
And this worship, it was very precious to God.
但是我的这些敬拜对上帝来说看为宝贵。
Why? Because it was a declaration of my love for Him in the darkest night.
为什么呢？因为是在最黑暗的夜晚向上帝的歌唱是一种宣告。
I'm in difficult circumstances, but I'm saying, I still love you.
我在非常艰难的环境当中，但是我说我还爱你。
And I'm doing this in the dark night of my soul.
这也在我人生当中，我的灵魂最黑暗的时候，我这样歌唱。
Love is what led me to worship him in those difficult circumstances.
对上帝的爱让我在那些最艰难的时刻来去向他歌唱。
Also, in my second year, I developed a discipline of dancing before God.
第二年呢，我开始学会在上帝面前来跳舞。
I did this because I wanted to perform an act of joy, a joy that I did not feel.
我之所以这样做，是让我想让自己没有感觉到那种喜乐，但是我要决定做一个喜乐的一个主动的尝试。
You know, Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, when they say all kinds of false things about you."
所以耶稣基督说那些被我的名逼迫当有人用这种谗言毁谤你的时候你就有福了。
When you're persecuted, rejoice and be glad.
当你被逼迫的时候你要去喜乐。
And I thought, this is a command.
这是一个吩咐。
It's not optional.
这不是一个选项。
But I have not been doing this.
但是呢我一直没有这样做。
And I thought, I need to be obedient, and I need to rejoice even though I'm not feeling any kind of joy.
所以我说我虽然没有感觉到任何的喜乐，我要向上帝来去顺服他，我要这样来遵从他的命令。
And so I would sing those verses.
所以我会把那些经节唱出来。
Blessed am I when people revile me and persecute me. Blessed am I because I'm suffering. It's okay, you can laugh.
Okay, 然后他就开始跳，然后说我被祝福了。每当别人来去逼迫我的时候，我就
So I would dance around and I would leap and I say, "Blessed am I."
然后呢，他开始在周围的跳舞，然后说我是蒙福的。
Enoch, you're not dancing.
Okay, I'll dance with you.
So I was doing this as an act of obedience.
他在我出于主动的顺服来做这一切。
Jesus said, "Rejoice," and I'm performing an act.Of rejoicing.
耶稣说你们要喜乐，所以我做一个喜乐的举动来去喜乐。
And I did this for 5 minutes a day for my second year in prison.
第二年我每天用五分钟的时间跳舞来去喜乐。
Why did I do this?
我为什么这样做？
It's an act of obedience, but it was very much an act of love.
这虽然是一个主动的顺服，但实际上它是一个主动的去爱。
See, because Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments."
耶稣说，你们如果爱我的话，你们就会顺服我的命令。
I love him, and therefore I'm trying to obey him in this.
所以因为我爱他，所以我就去试着这样去顺服他。
I think of how many times I said, "I want to be a good son to my heavenly father."
很多次我愿意说，我说我愿意成为我天父的一个好儿子。
And then I pushed forward to surrender one more time.
然后呢，我就去不断的去去向神来顺服，去继续的去 press 努力。
And I forced myself to turn my eyes one more time toward Jesus.
我强迫我自己再多一次把我的眼目转向耶稣。
I choose to forgive the people who are hurting me and who are hurting my family.
我选择去饶恕那些伤害我家庭的人。
And I did this because of love.
我之所以这样做是出于爱。
Love is what motivated all of these acts.
爱是所有这一切后面的动力。
And love is also what helped me to overcome that offended, wounded heart.
这个爱也帮助我去治愈我那样一个被上帝冒犯和伤害的心。
God had not met my expectations in prison.
在监狱里，上帝并没有满足我的期待。
I thought I'm going to have a sense of strength and of joy and of grace.
我相信，我曾经相信我会有这样的一个感觉到恩典，感觉到喜乐。
Instead, I felt weak, I felt grief.And I did have grace, but it was mostly an unfelt grace.
虽然我在那边得到很多的恩典，但我感觉不到，我感觉到的是这种是这个伤心和这个软弱。
And the most difficult thing for me is that I lost all sense of God's presence.
最艰难的时候，我已经领会不到，感觉不到上帝的同在了。
When I first landed in solitary confinement, I said, "God, if I have your presence, I can do anything."
当我第一次被关单间的时候，我说，上帝，如果你在与我同在的话，我可以做任何的事情。
But then, for the 2 years I was in prison, I had no sense of His presence.
但是两年当中，我从来没有感觉到上帝的同在。
I felt abandoned.
我感觉到我被抛弃了。
And my heart was wounded.
我的身被伤害。
And so I questioned God's character. I even questioned His existence.
所以我疑问上帝的属性以及他的存在。
And my doubts and my questions were suffocating my relationship with God.
我这些的疑问把我跟上帝关系都破坏掉了。
So what I most wanted from God was a sense of His presence.
我最期望从上帝得到的是他与我同在的感受。
But I came to see that there was something that God really wanted from me.
但是呢，我不断地看见上帝需要跟我要一些东西。
He wanted a simple love.
他只是让我跟我要一个简单的爱。
A simple devotion.
一个简单对他的敬虔。
Just a faithful love.
只是一个忠心的爱。
He wanted to see if I would devote myself to him in spite of my questions.
他希望看见我说，不管我问的那些问题是什么，我愿不愿意把自己奉献给他。
If I would love him.Even with my doubts,
即使我有这样的怀疑，我是不是还爱他
？Even in my disappointment and even in his silence,
即使当他沉默的时候，我是不是还爱他
？And so he stripped everything away.
所以他把一切都剥夺了。
He took away the encouragement I get from my friends.
他把那些朋友们给我的激励也剥夺了。
He took away the fellowship with other believers. The only Christian I had any contact with was Noreen when she visited me.
我跟其他所有的基督徒团体的生活都被剥夺了，只有我的太太她来探访我。
Every way in which I had experienced his love in the past, it was cut off from me.
在过去所有我经历他的爱的那些方式，他都把它剥夺掉了。
And all that was left was this core of love in my heart, and I was just clinging to that in desperation.
我所拥有剩下的最终的就是我心里面的那一份爱，我用我所有的力量去保守它。
And it's this simple devotion, this simple love that overcame my offended heart.
那是一个非常简单的一个把自己奉献给主那样简单的爱，当所有这些伤害还在的时候，我还是把自己奉献给主。
It's this simple devotion that said, I lay aside all the conditions I placed on you.
这是一个非常简单的一个把自己奉献给主，说我把所有一切的这个条件都放下了。
I don't have to have answers.
我不需要你给我任何的答案。
I am focused on loving you, and it is enough just to love you.
我只专注在我去爱你，而爱你就足够了。
So,Love includes emotions. That's a very important part of love.
这个爱包含我们的情感是非常重要的。
But it's not limited to emotions.
但它不只局限于这样的一个情感。
Love expresses itself also in loyalty and obedience.
爱也在我们的忠诚跟顺服当中被展现出来。
In commitment and surrender.
在委身与降服当中被展现出来。
And sometimes this is without emotions.
很多的时候里头没有感受到情感。
You know, it's much easier to feel good about God and to have those emotions of love when I'm aware of His presence.
所以很多的时候，当我感受到他在场，他与我同在的时候，我感觉到那些情感，感觉那些爱是非常好的。
Or when I'm experiencing His goodness, when I'm experiencing His love, it's easier to feel that love for God.
当我去经历他，感受到他的良善的时候，我会感受到爱。
But when these things are removed,
但是当这些事情被失去的时候
well, and especially when you're under pressure, then our love is tested.
但是当这些一切不在的时候，特别是在压力当中，我们的爱就被来去测试。
So my love for God was severely tested in prison.
所以在监狱当中，我对上帝的爱在一个非常强烈的一样试验当中。
So after 18 months, the Turkish government decided to put me on trial.
所以18个月之后，这样一个土耳其政府决定来去审判我。
And a day before it started, they moved me back to this prison where I had broken.
在审判我之前一天，他们把我放在那个我被完全击垮的监狱里面去。
That's where my trial was going to take place at the prison.
那个在那个监狱里面，他们将来在那边去审判我。
And this was very, very difficult for me because I had experienced a lot of trauma in that prison.
对我来说，那产生因为对我产生很多的伤害，所以对我的非常艰难。
So when that's where I had really broken, I'd been suicidal.
我在那边甚至尝试自杀，我在那边被完全击垮。
Now they're returning me to this place, and it just triggered all of that trauma again.
当他们把我再放回那个监狱里面的时候，过去这些所有的一些伤害感觉到的都开始了。
I was put into a solitary confinement cell.
我又被关到一个单间里面去。
On either side of me were the generals who were accused of leading a coup attempt against the government.
在两边住着的是他们的军队里面的这些将军，他们试图推翻这个政府。
My point is I was being kept with the, according to the Turkish government, the worst of the worst.
我被这个土耳其政府关在最糟糕的一群人当中。
And they told me this is where you're going to be for the remainder of your trial, and this could be 3 to 5 years.
他说这个在后来的所有的审判当中，你就会待在这里面，可能会有三四年的时间。
So then comes the day of my trial, and I'm exhausted. I haven't slept for a couple of days.
然后在那一天，当我被带到法庭上的时候，我已经精疲力尽了。
I haven't eaten.
我已经好几天没有吃饭了。
And then.The court session, 13 hours.
然后呢，有13个小时的审讯的过程。
And so many false witnesses getting up and saying all kinds of terrible things about me. It felt so evil.
很多的这些假见证站起来说我很多我没做过的事情是非常邪恶的。
I'm on trial as a spy and as a terrorist.
然后呢，我在那边被审判，按照一个这个恐怖分子和一个间谍被审判。
And by the way, it's not true, just in case you wondered.
如果你在这边好奇的话，这些所有都是假的。
But actually, I am a convicted terrorist. This is the first time probably you've had a convicted terrorist speak in your church.
这要，但是实际上到最后，他们宣判我是一个恐怖分子。
That's the way they let me out. They convicted me before they released me.
他们宣判我是个恐怖分子。
So I know this is a political case, so it doesn't matter how well I defend myself. It doesn't matter if I show the whole truth. They don't care. It doesn't matter.
所以这是一个充满了政治动机的审判。其实他们根本不在乎我说什么，我给他们任何的证据。
So I went back to my cell and I'm starting to break again.
当我回到我的单间里的时候，我又开始被击垮了。
And I'm lying in my bed in the solitary cell.
我在那个单间里面躺在床上。
I'm feeling alone. I'm feeling very isolated. I have this terrible fear starting to well up again.
我在那边感觉到非常的孤单，与世隔绝，然后那些所有的糟糕的情感情绪又在生命当中发动了。
And I'm also grieving.
我在那边非常的痛苦。
And I'm weeping.
我在那边哭泣。
And the thought, you could say the prayer.
你可以说我在里面想，我的祷告不断在我的心里面发动。
So I'm crying out loud, and I'm just also crying out to God.
我在那边不断大声的哭泣，我也向上帝哭泣。
Where are you, God?
上帝，你在哪里
？Why have you permitted them to return me to this terrible place?
为什么你允许他们把我再放回到这样一个可怕的地方
？Why have you not intervened for me?
你为什么没有干涉这件事情
？Why are you so far away？
你为什么离我们如此的远
？Why are you so silent？
你为什么如此的沉默
？And I opened my mouth and I'm weeping aloud and I was surprised then by what I heard。
当我开始去大声的哭泣，开始向神祷告的时候，我惊讶听到一些事情。
I love you, Jesus。
然后。我听到我自己说我爱你耶稣
And then again I love you Jesus
不断地重复我爱你耶稣
And again I love you Jesus
然后不断地重复我爱你耶稣
And then I thought wait this is, here's my victory
然后他说是的我开始意识到这是我的得胜
This is what victory looks like
这是得胜的光景
Yes I do love you
是的，我爱你。
Even if you're silent, I love you.
即使你是沉默的，我依然爱你。
Even if you allow my enemy to hurt me, I love you.
即使你允许那些仇敌来伤害我，我依然爱你。
Even though you don't give me your presence, I still love you.
即使你没有与我同在，我依然爱你。
I love you.
我爱你。
And I realized, I understood suddenly that I had passed the test.
我在那个时候突然意识到我已经胜过了这样的试验。
I had passed the test of God's silence.
我已经胜过了上帝沉默的试验。
The test of feeling abandoned by Him.
然后胜过了那样一个感觉到被上帝抛弃的试验。
The test of being alone.
那样一个孤独的试验。
The test of unfelt grace.
那样一个没有感觉到上帝任何恩典的试验。
The test of weakness and brokenness.
那样一个感觉到自己非常的软弱和破碎的试炼
The test of doubts
那样一个怀疑的试炼
The test of the offended heart
那样那个心里被得罪的试炼
Then in some way I had a victory here
在这边我感觉到我某种的得胜
No, there's a difference between a soldier who has been trained and has skills and another soldier who has the same training and skills but has been in combat
在一个很好的被训练的士兵和一个很好的训练并且经历过征战的士兵他们中间是有区别的
They have the same skills
他们有同样的这样一个训练
But military people have told me very clearly there's a huge difference for the one who has gone been through combat
但是那些在军队里的人告诉我说那些经历过战争的人是非常不一样的
I think there's something similar in the Christian life
我相信在基督徒生活当中也有很多的事情相似
So before I went to prison my love for God was real it was genuine
在我进入监狱之前我对上帝的爱是真实的
But until it was tested at this level it had not been proven
但是我没有在这样的被试炼试验的过程当中还没有被证实出来
It was real and genuine but unproven
那个是真实的是真心的但是没有被证明的
Now I have proven my love for God
但是现在呢我已经证实了我对上帝的爱
I was weak I was broken but during my worst time I still cried out I love you Jesus
我很软弱，我被击垮了，但是在我最艰难的时候，我心里面还说，耶稣，我爱你。
Now, God may have known that I would remain faithful. God may have known that I would continue loving him.
上帝也许知道说我会继续对他忠诚，我会继续的爱他。
But until I actually went through the test, I hadn't proven this.
但是呢，直到我胜过这一切之前，我并没有证明他。
Abraham raises the knife, and he's ready to plunge it into Isaac.
亚伯拉罕举起刀，想要把他的刀这个落在这个以撒的身上。
God may have known that Abraham would be willing to do this, but until he actually raised his hand with that knife, he had not proven it.
也许上帝已经知道说他会最终向他忠诚，会把刀落下来，但是直到他落下来之前，他没有证明这件事。
So my testing and my victory is very precious to God and it's very precious to me.
所以我的这个得胜对上帝来说非常宝贵，对我来说也非常的宝贵。
So I discovered that there's an intimacy.That only comes with testing.
所以我在这边意识到有一种跟神的亲密跟亲近，只有透过试炼以后才能够达到的。
Some of the people I most admire in the Bible.
在圣经当中，我会羡慕许多的人。
I just mentioned Abraham.
我刚才提到亚伯拉罕。
Think of Joseph, Moses, David,
大卫。
There are others.
还有其他人。
But if you look at their lives, you see that they went through times of the silence of God.
当你看见检视他们的人生的话，你会发现他们都经过上帝沉默的时刻。
Think of Moses, he's 40 years in the desert. Where are you, God?
摩西在旷野里面四十年，说上帝你在哪里
？He's one of the best trained people in the world, and suddenly he's herding sheep for 40 years.
然后他在整个的这个世界当中，他是被最好的训练的，但是在四十年当中他在放羊。
Joseph is in a dungeon for years. Wait, God, I thought I was going to rule, and now I'm in a dungeon.
这个约瑟在地牢里面待了很多年，他说上帝，我本来以为我要去做这个统治者的，为什么我在地牢里？
You know they were people just like we are.
你知道很多的人像我们一样。
They have the same struggles of the heart that we do.
他们在心里面的挣扎跟我们一样。
And I'm sure that they had questions, I'm sure that they had doubts, that they wondered what was happening.
我相信他们一定有很多的怀疑，说到底这是怎么回事。
But they emerged from these timesOf the silence of God, they emerge from these times of testing.
但是他们从这样上帝的试炼当中，上帝的沉默当中走出来。
And they came out of them faithful to God, and they came out as friends of God.
当他们走出来的时候，他们见证他们向上帝是忠心的，他们成为上帝的朋友。
And maybe this is what actually qualified them to enter into that deeper friendship.
也许这个使得他们进入到与上帝更亲密的朋友关系当中。
So the question is, can God trust you?
问题是上帝能够信任你吗？
If God doesn't give you what you expect,
如果上帝没有给你所要的东西，
if he doesn't give you what you think that you need,
如果上帝没有给你那些你觉得你需要的东西，
if he leaves you in silence,
如果上帝在那边对你沉默的话，
will you devote yourself to him anyway?
你还要把你自己献给上帝吗？
Now,The reason I emphasize this is because Jesus said, "What's the most important thing for us in life?"
我之所以这样强调，是因为耶稣问我们说，在生命当中最重要的是什么事情
？The number one thing.
第一是
to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
Right, Jesus said this very clearly.
耶稣说的非常清楚。
Now it's a very simple thing, but it's complicated to.Put into practice.
这是一个非常简单的事情，但是当进入到实践当中之后，会非常复杂。
It's clear and simple, but it seems so difficult to do.
非常简单，但是很难做到。
This is because we don't naturally increase in love for God.
因为我们很自然的不会对上帝的爱去不断增长的。
In fact, our tendency is the opposite. Over time, we tend to decrease in love for God.
我们整个的这样的一个情形是在那些艰难的情况下，我们会减少对上帝的
爱。So we have to nurture, we have to be intentional about pursuing God. It doesn't happen on its own.
所以这些事情不会自然的发生，我们要不断的注意，这个用注意力去培养对上帝的爱。
So I can give myself as an example of this.
所以我给大家做一个示范。
You know, there is only one thing I miss from prison.
只有一件事情我会非常想念在监狱的时候。
I hope I never go back, but I do miss something.
我希望我再也不会回到监狱里面，但是我确实怀念一件事情。
The Turkish prison food is just so good.
就是这个土耳其监狱的食品非常的好。
No, actually, this is what I miss, is the conditions of my imprisonment, they drove me to run after God.
他是说实际上是在监狱里面这些所有的环境跟条件把我推向上帝的爱。
The isolation, the terrible loneliness, the fear, the uncertainty.
这样的一个不确定性，这样的一个惧怕，这样的一个软弱和破碎不断地把我推向上帝的爱。
They really tested me.
这些事情在不断地试炼着我。
But I also, it's like I had an unusual clarity about what really matters, what's really important.
但是在那个时候有一个非常宝贵的让我知道说什么是真正重要的，什么是真正最重要的。
And I was pursuing God day and night.
在那个时候我没日没夜地不断去追寻上帝自己。
I said, I want to keep my eyes on Jesus like the sunflower that follows the sun.Throughout the day, I want to put my eyes on you and follow you throughout the day.
就像一个向日葵，从早到晚，它的转向不断的去跟随这个太阳一样。他说，我的心也要不断的一天去追寻耶稣基督自己。
I had never been so focused on God as I was in prison.
我从来没有在像监狱里那样单单的注视上帝自己。
But now I'm free and I don't have those pressures anymore.
当我现在自由了，我没有那些压力了。
And what I miss is the desperation with which I ran after him in prison.
我在这边怀念的是那样一个自己完全的降服、挣扎着去追寻他的那样的一个环境。
I don't want those pressures anymore.
我不喜欢那些压力。
But I want to be desperate for him.
但是我希望我挣扎着不断的去朝见上帝。
So the point is that we have to be intentional about loving God.
所以我们一定要用我们的专注力去爱神。
It's a pursuit. It's a lifelong pursuit.
这是一个一生不断的对他的寻求跟追求。
And one of the best ways that you can do this is to spend time with God.
最好的来去做这件事情就是与神花单独的时间。
I'm going to speak for Noreen now.
我现在向我的太太要宣讲。
Because this is a passion for her.
这是她的一个这个挚爱。
We were detained together for 2 weeks, as you know.
我们在一起被关了两个礼拜。
And I noticed that she was doing better than I was.
我知道在那段时间她比我做得好。
Now we have different things that we fear, so that's one factor.
在那个时候我们有不同的事情我们感到惧怕。
But see, I told you that we started to run after God.
我跟你们讲过我们俩一起去追求上帝。
So I ran after him with a lot of zeal. If you know the story of the tortoise and the hare. Do you have that story?
Yeah, 他说你们、okay. 我们听过那个这个乌龟跟这个兔子的故事我们有很多的
And I'm running after God with great zeal. And then I stop and take a break.
我在追求上帝的时候会非常大发热心然后呢我就会先歇一歇。
Noreen was different. She was slow and steady and disciplined.
Noreen 呢跟我不一样她虽然慢但是她不断的从来不停下来不断在努力。
Even、when we had three young children and very, you know, heavy schedule, but she would take time every day as a priority to spend time with God.
我们有三个小孩然后会占用她很多的时间但是她每一天会空出时间来与神亲近。
And every day that she did this, she was adding a little bit more to a reservoir.
每天呢，当他做的时候，他就一点加一点，每天加一点，放在那样一个那个水库里面去。
And then suddenly, unexpectedly, she's locked up.
然后呢，虽然非常的那个出乎我们意料，他被关起来了。
And then she begins to draw from that deep well.
然后呢，他从那个很深的井当中去不断的去吸取他过去存储的东西。
So I also had my own deep well.
我也有自己的一个深井。
Now hers was deeper.
她的比我更深。
And what, as she looks back, she says, I was not prepared, but I was not unprepared either.
她说，当她回顾过去的时候，她说我没有准备好，但是我也不是丝毫没有准备。
So I believe we're going into a darker time.
我相信我们会进入到一个比较黑暗的时代。
We cannot prepare completely for everything.
我们不可能对所有的事情都做好准备。
But we don't have to be unprepared either.
但是呢，我们也不能够没有任何准备。
Pursue the heart of God.
去追寻上帝的心。
If you make this your priority, everything else in your life will come into right alignment.
如果你把这件事情作为你的一个优先事项的话，其他的生活里面都会放到恰当的位置。
I'm not saying your life will be easy, but everything will be in right alignment.
我不会说你的生活会一帆风顺，但是所有的事情都会在它正确的位置上。
I want to end with Daniel 11:32.
我想跟大家一起回顾这个但以理书十一章三十二节。
Daniel is speaking to the people who will live in the most difficult times.
这个但以理向那样一个生活在最艰难的时代的人讲话。
You don't have to read it. I'm giving my own translation.
他说我会用他、yeah. 他说他自己来翻译。
The people who know their God shall stand.
那些知道认识上帝的人，他们应该是坚强的站立的人。
The people who know their God will stand in these difficult times.
那些认识上帝的人，在这些艰难的时候，他们会站立。
And accomplish exploits. They will stand and take action, accomplish exploits.
他会站立，而且会完成上帝的期待。
If you know your God, you will stand in difficult times.
如果你认识你的上帝的话，你会在艰难当中继续站立。
If you don't know your God, you may not stand in difficult times.
如果你不认识你的神，你在艰难的时候就没有办法站立。
So the most important thing you can do to prepare yourself for difficulty is to know your God.
所以最重要的事情，当我们为那些艰难时刻做准备的时候，是认识我们的神。
And I want to say this especially for those of you who are older, grandparents.
我特别对那些比较年长的人，那些做爷爷奶奶和做家长的人讲。
I'm focused more and more as I get older on finishing well.
我当我越来越年长的时候，我专注在我可以完成我神所托付给我的。
Many people do not finish well.
很多的人没有很好的完成他一生的这个道路。
But finishing well not only for yourselves, but also for the sake of the ones who are coming after you.
所以不是仅是为了你自己做一个完美的结束，而且是为了那些后代的人。
I'm talking about loving God.
我是在讲说爱神这件事。
And this is just a very personal thing, of course.
当然这是一个非常个人性的。
But we're also losing the next generation in the church now in the United States.
但是在整个的美国，我们在失去我们教会里面的下一代。
And I think the most important thing that you can do as a parent or grandparent is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
所以作为我们作为祖父母和这个父母的时候，我们可以做的一个非常重要的事情，就是尽心尽力爱我们的主。
Devote yourself to pursuing Him.
把我们自己奉献给他，去追随他。
Because this provides a model for the next generation. Let them see your love for God.
让他们看见你对上帝的爱，成为下一代人的这个榜样。
Let your children and your grandchildren see your love for God.
让你的孙子辈和你的儿女们看见你对上帝的爱。
So Lord, make us hungry for you.
上帝让我们对你饥渴。
I want to love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我愿意用我的全心和我所有的力量来爱你。
I want to run after you with desperation.
我愿意尽心竭力地去追随你。
When my heart drifts, remind me of what's most important and pull me back.
当我的心远离的时候，让我看见什么是最重要的，把我带回来。
So I pray for my brothers and sisters here. Give us hunger for you.
所以我为我们在这里面的弟兄姐妹来祷告，给我们对你饥渴的心。
Put a hunger for you in our hearts that will drive us to run after you.
把那个对你的饥渴放在我们心里，让我们去追随你。
And may this church be famous for loving Jesus.
让这个教会因为爱基督成为一个非常有名的教会。
I bless you in the name of my King. Amen.
我赞美你，你是我的君王。阿门。